friends on the stage, and I have to say one thing, but it make it even more complete, which is that, well, I will just tell you that the reason I'm here, he's probably heard this a million times, but I was about to quit playing because I was living in Cambridge, and it was getting a little bit feral out there, and it was just getting kind of, I don't know, petty, and I was getting petty, and I was getting feral. And so I'm not really putting it on anybody else, but it seemed like everything was the rung of a ladder, and careers were, you know, this creative spiritual career was all just a lot of, you know, piles that you climbed up and fell down, and there were, I have to say, there was Nerissa out there, in Connecticut, far out in fair Connecticut, Camelot, and they would invite me to come do these things in Connecticut that were so fun and so wonderful. And then, just as I was thinking, okay, I just want to feel like I feel when I'm with the Neils, I heard this person on the radio talking about how he'd written a song called Gravylands, basically saying, I got this great thing going. I just wanted the bare minimum. I just wanted to make music. I wanted to make a living in music, and everything else I called gravy. And I said, that's how I want to feel. That's how I feel. I just want to make a living in music. Everything else will feel lucky. And that's how I felt ever since. So, and that was the day that I thought, I have a kindred spirit, I can do this. So I want to invite John Gorka, the writer of Gravyland, onto the stage as well. So, and I will actually do this in the right key so that it's not an abomination. And it's such a joy to be here with so many friends, and please join us on this song.